This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Open your eyes to the world of today. Believe not the lies that they always say. Look for the truth and swallow your pride. For things that you thought that didn't exist, that you might find. Know that we are living in our homes.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalam ala rasulihil kareem. Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Udkhulu fis silmi kafa. Wa la tattabi'u khutuwati shaitan. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُّبِينٌ بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَاحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُوا قَوْلِي Dear viewers, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, meaning may the peace, mercy and the blessings of Allah Almighty be upon all of you. Once again, welcome to our program Islam Quest, in which we are dealing with certain very important topics, the questions which are there in the minds of many, and we are doing our best by addressing all these questions with their answers respectively. In today's episode, we shall deal with a question which is the need of the time, a question that every responsible Muslim should ask. And the question is, what are the ways to be a productive Muslim? Muslim, by definition, needs to be productive, because Muslim is the one who submits his will to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's how he becomes a true Muslim. He becomes committed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help him to be productive for himself and for others. In today's world, my dear brothers and sisters, the Muslims, alhamdulillah, are blessed with best of the skills. The Muslims have the best of the resources. The Muslims have the best of the talent. Muslims are blessed with huge pool of talent. But then, are we productively using them? At an individual level, are we actually producing the actual results that we are supposed to? It is a time to ask question to our own selves, my brothers and sisters. Am I productive for myself and others? Understand this. Mark my words. The first step of success is knowing your own self. Discover yourself. Discover what is your skill, what is your capacity, what is your talent, where you are good at, and increase it, improve it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Productive Muslim is a person who submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who benefits himself and he benefits the ummah. And again, in this episode, my dear brothers and sisters, we shall deal with the top 10 ways to become a productive Muslim, or to be a productive Muslim. The first way to be a productive Muslim, my brothers and sisters, is to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obey Muhammad, peace be upon him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Furqan, Surah number 25, ayah number 1, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. and the believers, they are the successful people. How? Why? Because they are the believers. Believer in whom? Believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is certain in his belief, he will be productive. And a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will follow Muhammad, peace be upon him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will teach him everything which is productive for himself and for others. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in his life, we could find everything that he did was absolutely productive. Muhammad, peace be upon him, he did not do any act which is pointless. He did not do any act which is useless. Allah's Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was the most productive Muslim. So much so that he benefits himself and benefits the Ummah at large. We have to make sure that we need to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with certainty. And we need to follow Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, in order to be a productive Muslim. This is the first way to be a productive Muslim. That is to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with certainty and to follow Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. The second way to be productive, my dear brothers and sisters, is to focus on salah. Salah programs you to do good. It is the practical tarbiyah. It's a practical training to release productive results. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this act of ibadah right after believing in Him. There is a purpose. There is a strong meaning in it. We need to focus on salah. If we are focused on salah, which means that we are regular to salah, we are punctual to salah, we are committed to salah, we are programmed for salah, we prepare for salah, we plan for salah, and we understand salah, and we understand the purpose of salah. And we take khushu, we feel khushu in salah, that will make you a productive Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Furqan, Surah number 25, that indeed believers, they perform salah and they gain khushu in their salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this beautiful ibadah, salah, so that we may focus and be productive. Salah is the direct connection. It's a direct link between you and your Creator, between you as slave and master, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a connective, it's a best connecting tool to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are committed, if you have this zeal to focus on salah, you will be productive in your life. Productive so much so that you will benefit your own self and you will benefit the masses at large. A productive Muslim, he will always focus on salah. The third way, my dear brothers and sisters, to be productive Muslim is avoid vain talks. Avoid wasting of time. The bulk of the Muslim Ummah, especially the youth, are engaged, are involved in so useless things, pointless things, meaningless things, fruitless things, that they are engaged in some or the other vain talks. They do not utilize the time that is there in their hands. As a result, they lose the productivity. They will never be productive Muslim if they do not abstain from the vain talks. If they do not make use of their time, they will never be productive Muslim. So we have to make sure, my dear brothers and sisters, if we would like to be productive Muslim, we need to make sure that we use our time, that we have to be away from the vain talks and speak that which makes sense. Speak something which is beneficial. Speak something which will help and benefit you and others. And that's how you can be productive Muslim. Also, make use of time. The time is there in your hand, and we don't know when it will be taken back. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he cautioned us. He said, there are two ni'mah, ni'matan. There are two ni'mah that people will regret after losing it. Number one is health, and number two is time. Make use of your health and time so that you may become productive Muslim. My dear brothers and sisters, being productive Muslim is actually the goal that every one of us must have. We cannot be a common layman. There should be a key differentiator between us as Muslims and others. We need to be beneficial. We need to be productive. We need to be good in terms of all the things that we do in order to make sure that we leave a good example in front of all the other people so that they may get influence by just looking at you as a productive Muslim. By looking at you, they will be attracted to Islam. And this is how, my brothers and sisters, you and me need to do as a productive Muslim. As a productive Muslim, we have to adopt a way. We have to adopt a way in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased by us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased by us. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased by us, then we will be done. Because that is what the end goal of a productive Muslim is. To please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the reason he believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He obeys Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He focuses on salah. He strives. He strives not to get engaged in vain talks. He strives to avoid the waste of time. He becomes smart in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He becomes smart and make use of his time. He is smart and he will never engage into the things, into the talks which are vain. Inshallah, we shall continue talking about the top 10 ways to be productive Muslim after a short break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Know that we are living.